You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump says his administration will pass responsibility for the federal student loans from the Department of Education to the administration. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports Trump says the change will take effect immediately.
President Trump made the announcement in an Oval Office meeting, saying that student loans will be better managed by Kelly Loeffler, the administrator of the Small Business Administration, and her team.
We have a portfolio that's very large, lots of loans, tens of thousands of loans, pretty complicated deal.
The announcement comes a day after Trump signed an executive order to begin dismantling the Education Department. Trump has argued the department is poorly run and that much of the work can be done more efficiently by the states. Trump says programs involving special needs and nutrition would be handled by the Department of Health and Human Services. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
The president says his close advisor on government cuts, Elon Musk, will not receive classified briefings on China. At the White House today, Trump was asked about reports that the Pentagon planned to brief Musk about military plans for a possible war with China. Trump said he would not show it to the billionaire businessman or anyone else.
I don't want to show it to anybody. You know, you're talking about a potential war with China. Now, I deal with these people all the time, and I'm dealing with Pete. I'm dealing with these gentlemen on numerous different airplane purchases, and I think they're all going to be great. But I don't want other people seeing, anybody seeing potential war with China.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also disputed the reports about a highly classified briefing with Musk. Hegseth said he held an informal meeting with Musk in his office. Israel says it will annex parts of Gaza, warning Hamas that the longer it does not release hostages, the more territory Israel will take. That's as Israel has continued airstrikes there since it broke the ceasefire earlier this week. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf has more on the latest remarks from Defense Minister Israel Katz.
In a statement, Katz said that the Israeli military will be intensifying the fighting until the hostages are freed. He said he had instructed troops to, quote, seize additional territory in Gaza while evacuating the population, and that Israel would annex more and more land until Hamas agrees to the demands. More than 550 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since the ceasefire was broken, including hundreds of children, according to health officials there. 36-year-old Rami Fayez Abu Nasser helped pull his young brother from the rubble after their home in the north was hit in a strike. He talked to NPR's Anas Baba from a hospital. The war is back and it's stronger than before, he said. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Some planes are flying again at Britain's Heathrow Airport after Europe's busiest flight hub was completely shut down by a substation fire and power outage. This is NPR News. Health officials in West Texas are reporting at least 309 cases of measles now, including a measles-related death. New Mexico's also raised its tally to 42. The tally in the two states and other places across the United States is more than what had been reported nationwide for all of last year. Local health officials have been urging people to get vaccinated against the highly contagious disease. Pharmacies in Texas and New Mexico say they have seen the increase in vaccinations. Today is the first ever World Glacier Day, sponsored by the United Nations. It is meant to draw attention to the role glaciers play in ecosystems and for people around the world. NPR's Jacob Fenston reports they're under grave threat due to climate change.
Some glaciers are millions of years old, ancient rivers of ice and snow that carve the landscape as they slowly inch downhill, like in Yosemite Valley. But around the world, they're shrinking at an alarming rate. Celeste Saulo, head of the UN's World Meteorological Organization, says we've lost 9,000 gigatons of glaciers since 1975.
This is the equivalent of a huge block of ice the size of Germany with a thickness of 25 meters.
Glaciers act as frozen reservoirs, providing drinking water to millions of people and creating habitats for plants and animals. Many of the world's glaciers will disappear entirely by the end of the century if we don't cut way back on burning fossil fuels. Jacob Fenston, NPR News.
The Dow's closed up 32 points to end the day at 41,985. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Saturday, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy freezing fog. Tonight, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Saturday, north winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet with patchy freezing fog. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet with patchy freezing fog. Tonight, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, north winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet with patchy freezing fog. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Saturday, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny with a slight chance of snow. Patchy freezing fog. Highs in the upper 20s. North winds 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Patchy freezing fog. Lows in the lower 20s. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Patchy freezing fog. Highs in the upper 20s. North winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 6:22 a.m. at 6 feet 7 inches, a low at 2:19 at 1 foot 2 inches, and a high tonight at 10:05 at 4 feet 11 inches. Your sun rose at 8:40 this morning, and your sun will set at 8:58, giving us 12 hours and 19 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Where were you last night? You were so you up
Choose General Subuse and all suits since 1962. Because the military two-step down the napalm miner. I wanna go home, I don't want to stay. Give up education is a bad mistake. Move with on the plane fields. Surf what you want, knees, knees you and drawn, elbow in the face. Who's it bigger than dinner plates? I wanna go home, I don't wanna stay.
middle of the road. He's trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie dragging my bay or dropping the bomb on my street. Now come on, baby. Oh, get in the road. Come on now, in the middle of the road, yeah. In the middle of the road, we see the darndest things. Like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits. Past corrugated tin shacks full of a kiss, a man I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby. Get in the road. Oh, come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. The sand. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be. I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road.
That was Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. It's Big Wave Dave. I'm back on the radio. I had to go to the clinic for a while, no big deal. Just my back acts up on occasion. So I was up there getting it checked out, waiting for some medication to come. It's nothing serious, of course, thank goodness. I have some Stevie Winwood coming right at you, a Spanish dancer. Thank you.
I grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangan traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
Forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Yeah, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes is next. That's Ultravox. And then the Fun Boy 3 with Our Lips Are Sealed. And then R.E.M. I think there's time for all that with The One I Love. Whoops. Hit the wrong button here. Here we go.
Dancing with tears. This one goes out to